It is KZN's number one hit music station. The name's Carol Ofori. And we spoke last week about a very important conversation. As I keep saying on and on, it's the month of November. A lot of us are feeling a little bit tired, a little bit not as woke as we are in January and February. And we're letting our guards down. And boss, criminals love it when you let your guard down, because that's when they become opportunistic and they take advantage. Scams are on the rise this time of the year. And we started the conversation last week with our doctor, and we spoke about specifically Sashi Naidu and how she was robbed. Her cell phone was taken, and within a couple of hours, her bank accounts were cleaned out. And we spoke about that. If you want to catch up on that conversation, ecr.co.za, click on my show page, Carol Ofori, look under podcast, you'll find it. But we're going to part two of this conversation. The doctor has graciously given us his time. Dr. Yaku Dutoy is a lecturer at academia and a research associate of the University of Johannesburg. He's also a cybersecurity expert. Thank you so, so much, Dr. Yaku. I know you have a conference and everything, and we've literally dragged you out of it for you to chat to us. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. I'm glad to share this with you guys. And hopefully, if we can save someone some money to be stolen, then I will be very happy.
Oh, I love that. So the big month is Black Friday. Already logging into my online banking, I'm getting big warnings from my bank saying, watch out. Are you making a payment for a Black Friday scam? And then I go, no, this is actually a payment that needs to be made. But yes, this is a big one at this time of the year, Black Friday scams. What are the ones on the rise?
Yes, very, very, very good question. I think what we'll find is these cyber criminals, they know that we're in that time of the year where everybody wants to just get the very specials. So one of the things that you have to watch out for is you're going to get some messages about some very good special that if you don't click on the following link because it's some very fancy gadget watch maybe that's now only 1,000 rand, normally costs 5,000 rand, but if you click on it within the next 30 minutes, then you can buy it for 1,000 rand. And then what do? You follow the link, and then you give your credit card information to a site that very looks like the site that you actually want to normally buy it from. But unfortunately, it's too good to be true, and you lose your money, unfortunately. So those are the types of things that we're going to see. So it's that marketing hype of messages that we get. And the second thing that you might find, and this normally comes throughout the year, this happens when, let's assume you did buy something, then they may send you, or someone might phone you from the bank. Very, very nice. The bank will tell you, listen, we've just spotted a payment from your credit card. Was this really you? And then they will give you some account number and some value, and then you realize, no, it wasn't you. And then they will say very helpfully, okay, we're going to put you through to our fraud department. And then you're going to be transferred to another person. And then they're going to tell you, okay, listen, we've seen this, but we're going to reverse this money now. And you say, oh, thank you very much. So we're going to send you a one-time PIN. And just to make sure that it's you, you must give us back that one-time PIN. And then they're going to send you a little one-time PIN, which is that normally that message that you get on your phone.
Wow.
And then you either approve it or you read back the OTP. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, this is a scam going on where they already have access to either making a payment on your behalf or something like that, or they actually are in your bank account. And then because of the one-time PIN authorization that you've just done, you actually authorize them to take money from your account instead of them stopping this. So this is the types of scams that we're finding. So the second one that I've just mentioned, I mean, this happens throughout the year. But the first one, you're going to get some marketing messages where you have to, I think what is interesting is that there's normally two things that you have to watch out for these messages. The first is there's an urgency to the message saying that the first 100 customers, do it within the next 30 minutes, that kind of stuff. And the second is there's normally some kind of link there that requires you to click on the link so you go to the invite place where you can go buy the thing that they're trying to sell you.
Yeah, no, I'm terrified of links. So I always say, if it comes with a link, and even if it's somebody you know, I've gotten links from my mother-in-law, and I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not clicking on these weird links. I'll check with her, listen, what is in this link? Because I know links, literally your phone can get like completely hacked. They can do all sorts of interesting things just via a link. It's insane. How do they get such access with these links? What is it about these links?
So what they would do is actually the... So let's assume you take a legitimate website like Takealot or Amazon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What they would do is they will actually create another website that looks exactly like the Takealot and Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. And that's fairly simple to do. It's low effort to do that kind of thing. And then what they would do is, because this is now a different site, and it's another URL, like we call it a URL, it's basically a link to a different site. They would take that link, but they would hide it in the words so that it looks like Amazon or Takealot or whatever online retailer that you have. And then just by looking at it, you might see, okay, this looks legitimate, but as soon as you click on it, you might actually be transferred to a different site instead of the real one.
That's so scary. I mean, I remember a few years ago where someone mimicked my bank's website, and the a address was exactly the same. And something just said to me, after following their link, go and type in your bank's website and see if it's the same. And there was just something different with the HTTP. This one didn't have S, or it had an S or something like that. And my legitimate bank had the flashing advertising. This one had just the stagnant page. And that's what made me go, ding, 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 something is wrong. But they're getting so creative. I guess for the sake of time, Doctor, what can we do to avoid being victims of all scams?
Of all scams, oh, that's really, I know it's, I mean, I know people with PhDs that falls for scams. So I think the best thing is your, let's call it your alert little triggers, like you said, should be on high alert this time of year. That's the first thing. So be aware that the scammers are out there now. The second thing is look out for, if you do get a marketing message, I would suggest, like you just said, go to the actual website yourself and type the name of the website. And if you type the name of the website and that special is not there, then you can't trust the, well, obviously, then obviously you don't trust the link itself. The second thing is there's a website in South Africa. It's run by the, I can't remember the name now, but you spell it yima.org.za. Very, very good website. If you're not sure about a website, you can actually paste the website's address into this website, and then it's a South African-run website. They will tell you what is the risk score of the site that you want to buy stuff from. And then they will tell you, okay, no, this is a good or a bad website. I think what I will do is I'll post or I'll give you guys the link, and maybe you guys can put it somewhere on one of your message boards or something that so that the listeners can actually get it. So that is a really good site that you can look for. They also have very good information on that site regarding the types of scams that we can expect this time of year.
Right. That's yima.org.za.
yima.org.za. That's correct.
All right. As I look at it now, I can literally see that they have details on fraud hotlines, report a scam, which is fantastic. I think we all need to have this website in our phone somewhere so that we can just check things and also report when we see people doing dodgy things, because I've seen a lot of Instagram ads that, people have fallen, whether it's buying Spanx for ladies or bras for ladies or stamps for kids for that time of the year for your schools. There's a whole lot of them, and they're all just scams waiting to steal your money. Dr. Yaku, you're always fantastic. Anything else you want to leave us with as we wrap up?
Yeah, let's just quickly wrap up. I think what we should come up, not everyone is literate enough to actually spot these scams, specifically in our social media. I think if you spot a scam in social media, don't just let it be. Immediately take, there's normally some kind of feature in social media where you can report the scam and do not allow it to actually pass through. Because if more people report these scams, the less the impact is that it will actually be sent to someone else. So please, let's be good cyber citizens and let's take the fight back to the bad guys.
Ha! Take the fight back to the bad guys. As my daughter would say, pooyah! And then she'd throw her leg in the air. Thank you so much, Dr. Yaku. Thank you for making time for us. We really do appreciate it. And I do believe we will be speaking again very soon in the future.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you so much. That is Dr. Iyaku giving us such a well-balanced understanding of how we can avoid. I think the big win here is the website yima.org.za. You can actually type it into Google and you'll find it there. Click on it, and that's the site that's going to verify or deny all the scamsters out there. If you've missed all of us, we're going to podcast. I promise.
Carol O'Fori, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.